This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Staying with cargo shipping firms trying to reduce costs further, the next big thing in that industry may be really, really big things. I'm talking about self-driving ships, robots instead of a captain, navigator, or crew. Put another way, drone freighters loaded with shipping containers crisscrossing the high seas. CNBC reporter Scott Cohn investigated and did this piece for us today.
We're standing on the dock at the California State Maritime Academy near San Francisco. Mechanical engineering professor Michael Holden is showing me his latest project, a 4-foot-long boat that drives itself.
An autonomous system needs a mission, so this one's mission is to measure the water quality in the bay.
He guides it out onto the water with a remote control. Then he flips a switch.
It's steering itself, going to the GPS coordinates.
Now, consider that technology and think a whole lot bigger.
Dynamic positioning reports DGPS 1. Lost connection for vessel RR9835. Suggested course of action. Diagnostics. Commands.
Proceed.
That's a promotional video from Rolls-Royce in Europe. Oscar Levander is a vice president in the marine division.
We think this is actually the thing that's going to redefine shipping, the development around ship intelligence.
He says that video is no fantasy.
Time frame-wise, we say that we're going to have one of these vessels in commercial use before the decade is out. So that's 4 years from now.
They'll operate within one country at first, but international ships are not far behind. No more 20-person crew, so the ship can travel day and night. That's a big saving. Back in the U.S., the research is still at an early stage, like Cal Maritime's mini-boat. The school's dean, Sam Pakoda, says there are still some issues to work out, like safety.
The international regulations, collision regulations, rules of the road, calls them, are based solely on manned vessels. There's nothing written in there about autonomous vessels.
But Oscar Levander says most shipping accidents are the result of human error.
We actually foresee that the unmanned ships will be safer than the current ships today.
It's a project with no one on board, and that's a good thing. In Vallejo, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.